And what do you call an insect that jumps around the grass?
Well, we call him a cricket, or we call him a grasshopper.
Or anything else?
Oh, we call him a...
Did you ever say a hopper grass?
Well, a grasshopper or a hopper grass.
Do you use those two terms like woodpecker and peckered wood?
Yes.
Interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call... call it when somebody or something goes out of control.
Went haywire.
Went haywire. The car skidded on the ice and went...
Went wild, we usually say.
Went wild. Mm-hmm.
Or lost control. The driver lost control. We don't...
Do you refer it? I think what they have in mind here is when you're going...
Skidded.
Straight, and suddenly you go this way.
Veered.
You went veered. You don't say cattywampus, sir.
Oh, yes. You'd say he skidded cattywampus.
Cattywampus.
Uh-huh. Or,
it refers to a direction more than the...
There's another one. Kid Bison.
Is that right? I know that one.
That's a... Well, we use Kitty Bison more than we do cattywampus.
And that means going this way?
Yes.
I see.
Any way but the way it ought to go.
An explosion, you might say the pieces of metal went...
In every direction.
In every direction, every which way.
Yeah, every which way. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's more expression, that's more expressive, that which way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an A in there between which and way, too.
Every which way.
Which way.
Mm-hmm. An old dilapidated house with evil spirits.
Haunted.
It's haunted. And,
no, if you were writing it down, you'd say it was haunted. But if you were saying it, you would say it was H-A-N-T with a short A. Haunted.
A haunted house.
Yes. Well, a haunted house can just bring more exquisite fear and amusement than most anything else. They still have that.
The spirits themselves... you would call what?
Ghosts or goblins?
Hants.
Now, when you spell it H-A-U-N-T yeah. When you're writing it down, but when you pronounce it in the right. South, it's a hant.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd see one, you'd know it as a hant.
What do you call something like a black cat that people think bring you bad luck?
We call that a bad luck charm. On the opposite. On the other side, if you had something that would counteract that bad luck charm, that was a good luck charm.
Mm-hmm. It's a charm, it's not a jinx.
Well, we'd say it was a jinx.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's called whether the thing moved under its own power or not.
Mm-hmm. What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
Jinxes,
too. Mm-hmm. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Unfortunate.
You don't use...
Personally, I do not use the word illegitimate referring to a child.
Mm-hmm.
They are illegitimate parents, but no illegitimate children.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's my personal reaction.
Sure.
But around here, people do speak of illegitimate children.
Did you ever hear of... come by chance, or Sunday baby, or...
No, never heard of them spoke about Sunday babies.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Well, we take it a funeral home now.
Funeral home. When you were younger, how did you refer to it?
To the undertakers.
Undertaker. Mm-hmm. What do you call a box or case that the corpse is put into?
Coffin.
Did we use casket?
Yes, we use casket.
But you prefer?
No, it's about 50-50.
I see.